I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, some tips for President Obama and others who are turning the big 5-0. That's in a few minutes. But first, I'm tempted to say that our next story is one that's been ripped from the headlines. But actually, one of the tragedies of the story is that it never really made headlines in this country. We're going to tell you about a film based on the true story of a Nebraska police officer who exposed a human trafficking ring in post-war Bosnia in the late 1990s. But the abusers turned out to be some of the very same men charged with protecting the people, her fellow peacekeepers, and she pays a heavy price for her efforts to expose the truth and get justice for the victims.
Their contract in Bosnia is worth millions. Globally, just this year alone, billions of dollars in U.S. government contracts. And now you come along with this scandal.
I don't want a scandal. I'm just doing my job.
Well, I know, but it doesn't matter. Nobody cares about you.
Academy Award winner Rachel Weisz plays the role of Catherine Bulkovac in Larissa Kondracki's debut film. It is called The Whistleblower. And director Larissa Kondracki is with us now in our studios in Washington. And I do want to mention that the subject matter may not be suitable for all listeners. So with that being said, Larissa Kondracki, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
As I said, this is in fact based on a true story. How did you first hear about this? Because this was a much bigger story in Europe than it was in the United States at the time, although it was covered by some major newspapers. How did you hear about it?
I'm Ukrainian-Canadian, so in Canada, the Ukrainians were a very, very strong community, and people were talking about this issue. At the time, the phrase sex trafficking wasn't something that was used every day, so I read about it, and the issue was so overwhelming and so difficult, and then when I found a small bit about Kathy, and then when I Googled her, it was all over the European press. And I was just stupefied as to how broad an issue this was, how many people were involved, government contractors, State Department, other international militaries, peacekeepers, police departments. And I just couldn't believe it hadn't been done. I couldn't believe that there wasn't a movie, that nobody had heard of this. And
really? Is that what drew you to it as a movie? You just thought this is obvious?
Well, I was in film school, so at the time at Columbia, and my favorite movies are The Silkwoods, The Serpicos, The Norma Rae, All the President's Men. So yeah, to me, it was absolutely a movie, a political thriller. I mean, even more recently, Michael Clayton, The Constant Gardener. And I knew it was something I wanted to do.
Speaking of The Constant Gardener, that's the film for which your star, Rachel Weisz, won her Academy Award. You had a heavyweight cast for this. Rachel Weisz, of course, Vanessa Redgrave, David Strathairn, who many people will remember from his film about Edward R. Murrow called Good Night and Good Luck. How were you able to assemble these kinds of heavyweights for your first full-length feature?
I don't take any credit for that. It had nothing to do with me. I think the story just fascinated everyone. And, you know, they all slashed their pay cuts. This was definitely a passion project for everyone involved. And so, you know, it really wasn't that hard.
Let's talk about the story.
Sure.
In the film, as in the memoir, Catherine Bulkovac wrote a memoir about her experiences. She doesn't immediately stumble across the human trafficking operation, but she starts to stir the pot with another case. There's a Bosnian woman who's been stabbed and beaten multiple times by her own husband. She's brought to the police station that the Rachel Weisz character is monitoring. I'll just play a short clip.
Excuse me. What do you mean moving on? Who's going to investigate and make an arrest? This is a felony assault.
Okay, let me ask you something. Can you tell a Serb from a Croat or a Bosniak? Because I can. Racial hatred started a war in this country. Now, as much as I'd like to be, we are not here as investigators. We monitor. That's it. Sometimes stepping back is part of the job.
So why doesn't she step back? Why didn't Catherine step back?
Well, I mean, that's something we did in the film. In reality, she did stumble upon this. She walked right into it. I mean, before she even got to Bosnia, she was in a training camp in Fort Worth, Texas, and around, you know, poolside in the evening. Some guy had already been to two missions and was going back for his third and said, I know where to get the best 12-year-old girl, so stick with me. I mean, the idea in the film, we had to create a sense of discovery for the character that you're going through, because otherwise it's just too unbelievable. So in the film, we have her find these bars that are a little bit outside of the city. But in reality, you had bars right beside each national contingent. So outside the Italian barracks or whatever, you would have La Bella Luna. Outside the American barracks, you'd have the Harley Davidson Cafe. Madeline Reese, who Vanessa Redgrave plays, said that every day when her coffee shop around the corner, there was a bed upstairs with a girl. And these guys, some of them would walk in owning these, purchase women for their own personal use and bring them into the UN. I mean, they owned them.
It was right in your face.
It was so in your face, yeah. But again, that's not a movie. People just think they would just call it bad writing.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the new film, The Whistleblower. It debuts in selected cities tomorrow. Larissa Kondracki's debut film is based on the true story of Catherine Bulkovac, an American police officer who travels to post-war Bosnia as a contractor to support and train local law enforcement, and there discovers that some of her colleagues are actually involved in a human trafficking operation where young girls are bought and sold as sex slaves. Larissa, the film actually tells several stories, which I think many people will be interested in, which is, you know, why does Catherine Bulkovac want to do this job to begin with? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a divorced single mom. She's trying to figure out how to take care of her kid. But to use a phrase that, you know, one of my producers used to use, the sex trafficking angle is a harsh meal. Yeah. I mean, it is hard to watch. This is not Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman. I just wanted to ask, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, do you think people really want to face this?
Well, it may not be Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman, but I think it is Julia Roberts and Aaron Brockovich. You know, this is about, it's a David and Goliath story. Yes, there are a couple tough scenes, and the subject matter can be difficult, but it's a thriller. I mean, and that's what I was inspired by. The subject matter may be difficult, but really it's about a woman going up against incredible organizations and finding these layers upon layers of deceit and lies and corruption. And I think, in a way, what I was trying to do was focus more on the demand side rather than the supply of sex trafficking. So to me, it's not really a film about sex trafficking. It's a film about large organizations that have zero accountability, that abuse their power, and a woman that tried to bring that down.
I mean, the film raises a lot of the how and the what questions that Bulkovac's story poses, but it doesn't tackle the, you know, why. And I'm just wondering if you, in the course of your work here, have developed some insights into why do men want to have sex with women who they have to know have been kidnapped, duped, are being gang raped, are being chained to the wall, are being chased. Why do people want to do this?
Not to be simplistic about it, but you can't really underestimate group mentality. There's a word that, or a phrase that the guy uses in the film, that these are whores of war. In a sense, they're collateral damage. You're talking about guys that grew up watching, you know, the Vietnam movies, be it Apocalypse Now, or these big movies, and before they go off into, you know, the jungle, they get 2 or 3 days in Saigon, and there's some girl standing on the corner going for $5. You know, it's a rite of passage. And you've got these guys going over there feeling like Rambo. And this is, in a sense, what they're entitled to. You know, and you've also got a bunch of guys with no women around, you know. So there is a level of denial that you can't underestimate. Because in a sense, like, if Ban Ki-moon was sitting snorting coke off his desk, right? That's
the UN Secretary General.
The UN Secretary General, yes, exactly. People would know that is wrong. But for a guy to be walking around with a woman that he purchased, a young girl that he purchased in the United Nations building, maybe that's not so wrong. Or we'll let that slide because we don't have to. And I don't mean to be simplistic, but that's just wrong.
So what's next for you? Nice romantic comedy, no doubt.
Actually, yeah, in a weird way, a script that Eilish wrote based on a book called Burning Rainbow Farm. And it's kind of
Eilish is my writing partner.
She wrote the script based on a book that Dean Kuypers wrote. And it's about these two guys that happen to be gay, happen to be libertarians, and happen to have a lot of land in Michigan. And they happen to like their pot. But under Reagan's forfeiture laws, any suspicion of marijuana means that you can seize property. And this one local government official really took issue with them, and it became a sort of cat and mouse game. And at the end, they ended up taking their son away from them. I mean, it was...
Doesn't sound like quite the laugh riot
expecting. Yeah, but... No, but the tone of it is very much like a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I mean, it's really about two guys protecting their values and their right to land. You know, it's a pure slice of Americana in a fun way.
Okay, well, come back and talk to us about that.
I will.
All right. Larissa Kondracki is the director of The Whistleblower, which is based on the real-life story of Catherine Bulkovac. The Whistleblower opens in selected theaters tomorrow. And Larissa was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Larissa Kondracki, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.